Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz, and we have the pleasure of having the star of the brand new Showmax series, Spinners, in the studio, Cantona James. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's so good to have you. And I mean, we're chatting to you now off the back of the screenings of the series at MIP and then also at the Silverskerm Fest, waar jy 'n ontsettend goeie ontvangs gekry het. How is it feeling for you having now shot the series and now all of the buzz around it?
I described it earlier as like it's such a immense proud feeling I get to show people in South Africa what we did, you know. So many people, like, the reception of the show was so great, and it made us feel held in a sort of way, you know, like everything we meant to hit landed with audiences, and yeah, it's just beautiful to see the reception of it.
Listen, when you made it, so take us back to actually the beginning of the process. So it's an international co-production. It is with Canal Plus.
Yes.
And obviously Showmax and the production company down here. But when you now get the call that you're going to get to audition for this project, what do they tell you about it?
Well, they just gave us like a whole brief of characters that they're looking for, the world they created, this world that they want to create for Spinners. And I remember I got the email for the brief and I read through this and I told my friends, guys, this is it. Like, this is it. This is the one. I had my audition, I still remember, the 25th of November, and we had four sides to prepare. But I was up it. Like, 2 hours up it. Like, getting levels, getting nuances. I literally left sweat, blood, and tears on the floor in that audition room. The audition was with Bonnie Lee. And I left the rehearsal and got a call from Bonnie saying, the producer and director wants to meet you. But unfortunately, I was already on my way home. And then I came back the next day, like, I knew it. This is it. This is the beginning of something great. And speaking to the director and producer just made that feeling a little bit more true when they said, you know, I'm a favorite so far.
I've asked other people this, and let me run it by you as well. You get the call, you now get a script, you've sort of seen the characters, you know kind of what the vibe of the show is going to be. Like, do you know at some point in production or even beforehand, like, do you know that this is a hit?
No, definitely not. I think when I saw the rest of the cast, when I finally saw the cast, when we all were cast and I walked in and I saw the names on the wall, that's when I had an idea of, oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
Because with the cast, I literally got to accomplish most of my goals.
Right.
You know, as a young upcoming actor, I had people that I want to share the screen with, as people that I want to be directed with, and literally this production gave me all that and more.
But I mean, speaking of the cast now, and I mean, we've obviously seen one or two episodes ahead of the interview, but you're working with people like Brendan Daniels, Elton Landrieu, Leanne van Rooy. It's just the cream of the crop of South African acting talent. So does that mean that every day you come on set, you got to come with 150%?
Oh no, definitely. That was actually a thing on set, because the director would say, okay guys, we're going at 50%, and they're like, please remind Cantona what 50% is. Like, he goes 100%. But for me, that was, I needed to get 100, give 100% every single time, so that at the end of it, I can, you know, surpass 100%, where everyone around me has to feel this character and not see me acting it.
Yeah.
And that was accomplished a lot of the time. I got to hear it from my favorite actors, like Brendan Daniels, Don Jacques Martin, saying, like, you know, this bra is making us also go at 100%, even though the director's asking for 50.
Yeah, bring it up.
Give us a quick sales pitch for people who don't know what the series is about and who might want to watch it.
So Spinners is a look into the world of the community, where people are faced with, you know, difficult decisions, how to feed your family. And the character Ethan finds a escape out of the dangerous world he's caught in between, and gets another dangerous world, like spinning. But this is no thing like you've seen before. It's not like the videos on YouTube. This is literally poetry in motion with chaos controlled.
I can't wait to see that actual sequence, because I remember I was reading an interview, Chelsea Thomas, one of your co-stars, was saying like she grew up in Kraaifontein and every weekend like she was out at the tracks and at the parking lots and so on. This is part of her like upbringing. How was it for you like getting into the world of the cars and the driving and the stunts and all of that?
Well, I also grew up in a community where it was a every Sunday thing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for me, my dad never wanted me to go to them.
Unfortunately,
because I mean, I think I've only went to one that he doesn't know about. he just didn't like the culture of, you know, how people drink. And but now that I look back at it, it actually is so beautiful, because people had peace at that time. Yes, they you know, indulging in worldly things, but they are at ease. They're not in the community shooting each other, you know, stabbing each other, robbing each other. They're literally coming together and watching this dangerous, beautiful thing happen. So for me to get into this world was just, I felt proud that I could also be part of that thing that so many people in the communities know. And, you know, it's part of their everyday life.
Yeah. And that's actually such a beautiful thing that you've just said, because for Ethan, the spinning is an escape from all of the gangs, the drugs, the violence that is very prevalent in various areas. Obviously now with spinners, it's focused on the Cape Flats. But I mean, it is such an escape for him. I want to know, how much of the driving did you have to learn? And how much of it did you have to do?
So we did pre-production and I got to spin myself with the spinning coordinator Yasin Damon, but unfortunately, you know, insurance.
We get
insurance
it.
In different takes, wides and close-ups. They needed precision, so we got to do some of the like just straight driving or driving on the road, on the dirt road, and because that was a question in the audition, how good is your driving? And I was like, you know, to be modest, I'm a 9 out of 10.
I parallel park really well.
You know, I got all my things right the first time.
K53 getting a mini.
But we got to, I got to do a lot of things beforehand so that I can, you know, in the world of acting, cheated well enough.
Yeah. So you also got to work with Jacob Bauer. En Jacob Bauer is een van ons land se voorste regisseurs. Ek meen, as ek eendag met Jacob Bauer kan werk, ek hoop jy luister, Jacob Bauer. Hy is net a visionary.
Ja.
So, hoe was daai ervaring vir jou om saam met hom te werk? Dan natuurlik die showrunner Benjamin Hoffman, one of the big internationals. Hoe was dit om jouself as jong akteur, and you describe yourself as up and coming, you know, I would say you've already, yes, I'll clear up. But how would you describe the process of working with those two kind of giants in this industry?
Well, when I heard Yaku's name and I had my first meeting with Yaku, I was very nervous. The thing is, I also grew up with watching Yaku's stage plays.
Yeah.
One of Yaku's stage plays, Roiland, inspired me to go actually to the University of Stellenbosch. And, you know, I wanted to engage in that world. I watched numerous plays of his, and then his first series and movies. So when I read the script and I envisioned Yaku just, it's like, it's artistry, man. He's what he sees and the angles that he captures certain things made this like no other thing before. Even though there's so many similar stories, you haven't seen it this way.
Yeah.
Yaku literally gave life to cars. He gave life to gangsters. And that's a beautiful thing with Benjamin as well, the showrunner. We know the gangster story. Like, we've seen it way too many times before.
In every way, like internationals, US gangsters, London gangsters, we've seen them all.
But this way, like, he gave hearts to these people. He gave a look into brotherhood, into manliness, to masculinity, and how these people actually shape themselves around the idea of brotherhood. And you literally hate to love the villains in the story, even though you understand, you know, Ethan needs to get out. You still understand the love that, you know, is shared amongst gangsters, the love that is shared amongst the community. So it was really a privilege for me. I I felt like I was, you know, getting a glimpse of what it is like to create art.
Yeah.
And not just film.
And it's like the characters are multidimensional. So you don't just hate that guy because he was responsible. I'm not going to say anything. but you know, you kind of really just get to, like, understand them at least. Yeah.
Yeah. So you do this show, and everyone we've spoken to and everything we've heard so far has said South Africa's not ready, that this is on another level in terms of production and so on. And then all of a sudden you find out that, like, listen, it's at Cannes and everyone is loving it and Canal Plus has helped create it and now it's going to go global. You went to Cannes, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
To the festival.
Yes.
What was that like?
Well... like, it was my first time ever out of the country. I've never traveled the country before. So, for me, I've always known that, you know, my heart of hearts, I want to go outside of the country with work, to do a job. But to be invited by one of the greatest festivals in this world was, like, I still, today, I can't comprehend what it was like. The reception of Spinners was beautiful. Like, we had a 2-minute round of applause. We had, you know, standing ovation, and just the people also educating so many people about, you know, South Africa and communities in South Africa. So many people thought, oh, this is a fictional world, and they got shocked to find out, no, this is literally a mirror of society in so many communities. I think it was like a spark and the wildfire starting. And I was just so proud that I could be part of that, you know, rubbing the sticks together so that, you know, the fire can start, the spark can happen, because the world is not ready for the introduction of this world, and South Africa itself is not ready to see their society in this way.
Wow. Luister, baie van ons luisteraars ken jou van Arends Vlei. So hoe... as acteur, gaan doen jy hierdie vir 4 maande en dan gaan jy terug na 'n karakter wat nou minder hektiek is en in 'n wêreld wat so bietjie kalmer is. Hoe het jy nou terug in die wêreld van Arends Vlei ingekruip?
Well, luckily ek het 4 maande breek gehad van Arends Vlei af, en ek dink ek het November klaar gemaak, en ek het Desember ek het nog met my meisie gesê dat ek moet change. Ek het my hare gekleur. Ek was blond vir 'n hele maand.
Ask, did you do a little method acting?
Yes, definitely. It's
like, okay, baby, Arends Vlei is verby. Ek is nou 'n gangster.
Yes. Ek is nou blond.
No, definitely. I was emotionally unavailable for 4 months.
Yeah.
There was a lot of things that I couldn't grip with my environment. There was a lot of people that I lost in that time because I just was not available.
But you carry the show. Jy is in elke episode. Dit is, jy is Ethan. Jy is die hoofkarakter. So dit is heeltemal verstaanbaar.
Ja, en die ding wat hy moes... because there's so baie different groepe wat hy moet a different role aanvat. En soms het ek huis toe gekom en nie geweet waar ek lê nie. Van ons kiet ook nog uit continuity uit. So letterlik elke dag was dit soos puzzles wat ek by mekaar gesit het. En dan's daar gaps en gaps. Toe dit die show klaar maak, het dit finally letterlik soos die hele collage geraak, en ek het emotional geraak. Ek het letterlik soos 'n body release gehad, van nou het ek finally die weight af my skouers gehad, van nou dit saamgekom. En om die eerste episode te kyk by Cannes was soos, okay, dit is fine, dit alles is alright. Soos tot nou toe, as ek 'n bietjie shake, ek meen ek het even 5 minute weg gaan trek van waar die set is. Ek het so verlief geraak op die op die environment dat ek gesê ek moet nader kom bly.
Luister, ek weet jy's baie besige man, en jy het nou, hierdie is nou 'n groot hoogtepunt in jou loopbaan, maar waarna toe volgende? Jy's nou terug by Arends Vlei, watter ander projekte hou jy nou besig?
Ek's nou tans besig met 'n film gedirek deur Christo Davids, ook een van my heroes.
Sure, just ticking in boxes, like,
He's gonna run out here soon.
Ja, ek het net 'n paar nog
hier in Suid-Afrika. Ja, 1 of 2.
En so ek is nou einde van hierdie week klaar met die film, en dan gaan ek terug Arends Vlei toe. En dan ja, dis ek is soveel beskikbaar. Ek doen nou nog steeds Arends Vlei tot en met volgende jaar, en ja, ek wil baie graag terug theater toe gaan, want dis waar my loopbaan begin het. Dit is ek voel net ek moet nog teruggaan om my craft te reshape van you know the world of television is, you know, ons fake it as a skat, dan is het nog een tyk en nog een tyk, maar theater is so personal. En ja, so dit is my goal volgende, na die wil ek baie graag weer terug theater toe gaan.
Okay, so Fleur de Kap, beste nieuweling, volgende stap, Fleur de Kap, beste acteur.
Ja, nee, definitief, ons sal het manifest.
There it is. And listen, one last question. How long after you started shooting were you on your phone looking up the prices of Gusheshes?
The first day. Ek het so baie mense al gevra, ek ken al die prijse van alles, ek weet al hoe om a spinkar op te slat. Ek moet net die geld recht kry. En permission kry van my meisje af. Maar dit is definitief part van my leven wat ek nou wil aanvat, because as daar hopelijk nog een manifest, as daar season 2 is, wil ek daarom graag al my eie stands doen. Driving and physical.
Die versekering sê nee. But anyway, we'll get there. Cantona, where can people follow you and keep up with your incredible career? Waar kan ons jou in die handen kry?
Wel, ek is op Facebook. Ek moet nog my profiel seker nog change na jyne wat mense kan follow. Maar Cantona James op Facebook en dan at the Cantona James op Instagram.
The Cantona James. En jy het om hier eerst te ontmoet op The Drive with Robin Ross. Wat een fantastische deurbraak, wat een fantastische man en mens is jy nie. Baie dankie dat jy hier kom met ons kom gesels het. Ek wens ons het nog hier gehad.
Ach, dankie vir julle, ek het baie geniet.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.